Welcome to an incredible word from Pastor Marcus Dunham, Associate Pastor here at Golden Triangle Church on the Rock in Southeast Texas. We're so glad you're joining us. For more information about Golden Triangle Church on the Rock Ministries, visit our website, cotr.com. Enjoy the word.
We're going to be in the book of Isaiah this morning, and the title of the message is God's Got You. You know, there are some things, you know, that are encouraging to hear, especially when they come from God, when they come from Him, that can really affirm us and encourage us, and that is that God's got you. He's got you. You know, every one of us, we come to church, and we're encouraged, and we're with one another. But when we leave, there are times, you know, we all face different types of things, different situations every day in and day out. And the Lord wants us to know that whatever you are going through, He's with you. He's got you. He's got your back. He's got you right in the palm of His hand. You know, there are times in my life where I questioned if I was where I was supposed to be, if I was doing what I was supposed to be doing, you know, questioned why I was going through what I was going through. But at some point, God affirmed me that I was right where He wanted me, whether it looked like it or not. As people, you know, we like when things go well. And our preference is that things go according to plan. If we can work things out, that's exactly how we'd like things to go. But I think every person here in this room, every person listening to this podcast knows that things don't always go according to plan, do they? I think every person in this room knows that. And we've all faced situations and have had to figure out how to navigate them. But life has moments where it feels like it falls apart, where it feels like things are beginning to unravel. We're trying to keep them from going that direction. But you know, life is just full of ups and downs. For every stage of life, there's a season. But what God wants us to know is that regardless of whether we're in the mountaintop or whether we're in the valley, whatever stage of life we are in, whatever season that we find ourselves in, that He is the God of that season. He sees us and He's got us. And it's so interesting because whenever we are finding ourselves in a situation, we all wrestle with this thing called worrying. And, you know, we wrestle with worrying and trusting God and worrying and trusting God. But God's hope and His trust, his hope is that we would trust Him. But man, it's so hard sometimes whenever we find ourselves in the midst of that situation. And, you know, to worry is to dwell on a moment of difficulty and trouble. It is a state of anxiety and uncertainty. Now, it is true that there are a lot of things in life that can cause us to worry, especially today, whether it be our economy, the interest rates, Lord Jesus help us, inflation, eggs. I think Melinda told me that eggs are $6 right now. That is crazy for a pack of two dozen. Gas prices, jobs, the upcoming election, war in the Middle East, war in Russia and Ukraine, you know, or in the small things in our own life, like the difficult decisions that we find ourselves having to make, family relationships, our personal life, and so on and so forth. There are situations that cause us to want to worry. However, worrying causes us to focus on the situation rather than focusing on the God of our situation, as we know all too well. And it is important to know that you cannot worry and trust at the same time. It's important for us to know that we cannot worry and trust at the same time. God is wanting us to trust and not to worry about our situation. However, we find ourselves wrestling at times, trying to keep it at bay. This brings us to our scripture for today. As I mentioned, we're going to be in the book of Isaiah, and I feel that it's important for us to have a little background on the book of Isaiah in order for us to better understand the scripture that we're going to read for today. And so just an overview of the things that matter according to this scripture. The book of Isaiah is a tale of two messages. It's a message of judgment and a message of hope. The Israelites, they had turned their back on God and turned their attention towards idols. And of course, because of this, God chooses to give them over to the nations that were surrounding them, and they would be conquered multiple times. And this was according to the prophet Isaiah, but they're ruined, their judgment that would eventually bring them to ruin. The Bible talks about how there would be a seed, that there would be a root of a new kingdom and a new king who would build a new Jerusalem. And that king would be Jesus Christ. So he's foretelling of their judgment. And that's in chapters 1 through 39. But then in chapter 40, there is a switch. There is a switch in tone as it begins to foretell of the hope that they have. In chapter 40, it begins with the announcement of this new king that would come from the ruins of old Jerusalem, of unfaithful Jerusalem, that a new king was going to rise. The announcement of this king was being made. And of course, this was a prophecy talking about Jesus whenever he would come onto the scene. But he announces that this new king would be the savior of Israel, that he would save them from their sin. But then it changes tone again as it addresses the doubts of the people of that day. You see, this was a whole different generation. And even though they had been brought out of captivity, they had doubts of who God was. Was he really this God who they had been, that they had been told about? Because all they saw were the ruins of what they had. And God reminded them of who he was, that he is the one that measured the heavens, that measured the earth. It was he was the one who set the sky in its span. And he let them know, who did he ask for wisdom? Who did he consult? It was none but him. It was none but he himself. And he reminded them of who he was. And that spans into chapter 41. But then it gets to a point where he wants to make a declaration. And he lets them know that despite their doubts, that God was looking forward to a faithful Israel. He was looking forward to a faithful Israel that would be his servant, is what it says. And what it's talking about is it's talking about the nation of Israel, that he was not going to allow them to be wiped off the face of the earth. But instead, they would be the nation, they would be the people in which the Savior of the world would come through. It was through the nation of Israel that God would reveal his Savior. And that brings us to the verse for today. And this is what he says, the promise that he makes to Israel. Okay, after he has judged them, and then he has brought them out of captivity, even in the midst of their doubts and them continuing going back and forth, he makes a promise to them, and this is what he says. He says, in chapter 41 and verse 10, he says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." This is the promise that he makes to Israel, that they would be his servant. And it is through them, the nation of Israel, that God would produce the Savior of the world. And his promise is that he had not given up on Israel. That was true for then, and it's true for today. God has not given up on Israel. He still stands with Israel. And it's scriptures like these that remind me why it's so important for us to stand with Israel today as well. But it goes a little further, not just because he stands with Israel, but because God has extended Israel. You see, this promise was not only for Israel, but it was also for you and me. As believers who are in Christ, we too are included in this promise. Now, how can this promise, how can we be included in a promise that was made to Israel almost 3,000 years ago? How can that also be for us? Well, there's many scriptures, but a couple of scriptures I want to point our attention to. And this is just so that when we're reading the book of Isaiah, that we can understand a few things. Galatians chapter 3, verse 29 says that if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring. Abraham is considered the father of Israel. And here it says that if we are in Christ, that it says that we are considered his offspring according to, and we are heirs of the promises of God. He's the father of the nation of Israel. And as Abraham's offspring, we too are considered a part of his promise. And then 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 says, "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. So that through him, the amen that is spoken by us to the glory of God." No matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. We are included in the promises of God by faith. When we place our faith in Jesus, we are included in the promises of God, and with specifically in this scripture with Israel. So, understanding that, let me read this one more time. Isaiah 41:10, he says to Israel and he says to us today, he says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." A few things that God wants us to know, a few promises that he has for you and I. Number one is that you and I do not have to worry. God is saying that you don't have to worry. And I know it's hard in the midst of our circumstances, but he says that you don't have to worry. That is his promise. His promise, he says, "Fear not." He says, "Do not be dismayed. Do not be discouraged. Fear is not of God." And he says that you don't have to be discouraged. In fact, he says to be encouraged. That in the midst of our situation, he says that there that you can be encouraged, but it's for a reason. The second thing he wants us to know is that God is on your side. In the midst of our situations, he's encouraging us that we do not have to worry, and we can be encouraged because God is on our side. God is on your side. He says that I am with you. That is his promise. It's good to know that in the midst of our situation that God is with us, that he does not leave us. He's with us in the midst of our situation. And I love this. He says that I am your God. Man, I love that, you know, because we proclaim in faith that God is our God. But I love that he stands as well and says, I am your God. I am your God. And I think that he loves being our God. I think that he loves coming through for us. I think that he loves standing with us. He claims us as his people. He claims you as his own. He says that I will strengthen you, that he will strengthen you in the midst of your situation. He is on your side, and then he promises that he will help you. God's promise is that he is going to help you. He's not leaving us to figure this out on our own, but instead that he will help us in the midst of our situation. God is on your side. And then thirdly, his plan will prevail. His word says that he will uphold us with his righteous right hand. You know, God, his righteous right hand, one that is determined to do the will that he has set forth, he says that he will uphold us with his hand. You know, no matter what happens, we are in the palm of God's hand, and we can be confident in knowing that things are going to be okay. God ensures that his plans succeed. It may not happen the way that we want them to, but he is saying that we are in the palm of his hand and that he's got us. That we can trust in the Lord in the midst of our situations, and that things are going to be okay. You know, it's just funny because the situations, the circumstances that we find ourselves in, you know, we face them. And the moment that they come up, it's like immediately, it's what the devil wants us to see. It's all that he wants us to see. It's all that he wants us to focus on. But man, there is a moment whenever we can trust in the Lord, whenever we begin to trust him. It's not like the situation disappears, but there is a faith that rises up in us to know that God is with us, that God is going to strengthen us, that God is going to be with us, that he's going to walk with us, that he is going to help us through it. You know, we don't always know how things are going to play out, and sometimes we're still concerned. There are things to be concerned with, and there's nothing wrong with being concerned, but God doesn't want us to dwell on the situation. He doesn't want us to remain in uncertainty, but instead to be certain of the truth that God is with us. You know, how many situations have you been through knowing that God has brought you through them? But in the midst of that situation, not really knowing how it was going to play out. We don't have to worry. God is on our side, and his plan will prevail. We are in the palm of his hand. I'm encouraged today that the moments of times that I want to worry, you know, sometimes it's funny because you don't even know that you're worrying in the moment. You know, just the other day I was, you know, just talking with my wife, and, you know, we've been having some episodes with Malaya, And it brings all these questions into fold. And at times, I find myself thinking so much about the concerns, the possibilities. You know, I was talking with somebody, and for the first time, I saw somebody make a face at Malaya, and it made me afraid a little bit for her. And all these things were kind of unfolding. And, you know, I don't know, I guess that as a father, I want everything to be okay for my daughter. But the Lord reminded me that He's with me, that He's got her. She is in the palm of His hand, and He has a plan for her. And His plan will prevail, regardless of what happens. And in the midst of our situation, God just reminds us. It's a reminding. It's something that we have to learn to be okay with, that we cannot have control. We don't have control of what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't have control of what's going to happen next year. We have no control. But one thing that we can be certain of is that God's plan will prevail. And we can trust in Him. A few takeaways for today. Number one is that we don't have to be afraid. There are so many times in Scripture that God is speaking to Mary, to Gideon, to many people in the Bible through His angels, encouraging them, do not be afraid. Fear is not from God, and we do not have to be afraid. His word says to fear not. His word says, do not be dismayed, because I am with you. Let us not allow fear to overcome us in the midst of our situation, whether it's for us, whether it's for our children, whether it's about our circumstance, whatever it may be. Let us not allow fear to overtake us. Let us not allow worry about the future to keep us locked, to keep us imprisoned in that place of uncertainty, but instead, let us choose every day, as it is a new day, every day to trust in the Lord. Do not be afraid. Secondly, God's promises are yes and amen. We are included in the promises of God. In fact, Jesus secured God's promises for us. They are for us. And whenever we come across God's promises, let us hold on to them and let us stand on them, because they are His promise to us, meaning that we can be certain. In the midst of uncertainty, we can be certain of God's promises for us. Because we are in Christ. You know, that truth and the thought of being in Christ is such a beautiful concept, because left at ourselves, God sees our sin. But when we are in Christ, He doesn't just see our sin. He sees His Son's blood. We are covered. We are covered in God. The Word of God says that we are hidden in Christ. And in Christ are all His promises that have been made available to us. Let us trust in God's promises. And then number three, let us remember that God's got our back. He's got your back. God is for you. God is with you. He is your God. He is declaring that He is your God. He is reminding us today that He is our God, that we can call out to Him, that He will strengthen you, that He will help you, and He is holding you in the palm of His hand. His plan will prevail. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for Your promises. God, I thank You that even though, God, when fear comes in our heart, God, when worry, God wants to overtake us in the midst of our situation, I thank You, Father, God, that You are our God, that You are with us, God, that You will strengthen us, and God, that we can trust in You, Lord. Thank You for Your promises, Lord. I pray that today, God, that we would lean on Your promises today, Father. God, I pray for your people today, God. God, carrying burdens, Lord, I pray, Father God, that today, Father God, that we would take a hold of your yoke. God, Lord God, Lord, you, God, your yoke is easy and God, your burden is light, Father. I pray, God, that you would give peace today. And Lord, I pray that we would trust in you as a new day, Father. Walk with us, help us, and navigate as we are being a light to the world around us. God, I pray that you would meet our every need. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thanks again for joining us for this dynamic message from Pastor Marcus Dunham. Visit cotr.com and subscribe to our social media platforms to stay up to date. As well, receive more encouraging messages from our pastors and details of the work we're doing both in our community and communities like ours around the world. Today and every day, God bless.